This is Jenny Allen, and you are listening to the Made for This podcast.
Dwell is an audio Bible app we have fallen in love with. Dwell's mission is simple: to help you get in the Word and stay in the Word. With several inspiring voices, Bible translations, and original background music, you're going to love listening to Scripture. Go to dwellapp.io/madeforthis to get 10% off a yearly subscription or 33% off Dwell for Life. Now, here's Jenny.
Well, guys, we are on the other side of If Gathering a few weeks now, and I hope you're plugged back into your small groups and your local church, and that was just a catalyst and a spark for you to remember that God is moving, that He is moving in this world, that there are parts He wants us to play in it. And I know I was so encouraged by the whole thing. I still can't believe it. It was so good. But now you're back home, and what next? And what do you do now with your people? And there's so many choices. We are building you different tools and resources all the time. It's our main goal at If Gathering to put tools in your hands to know and love God and to give Him away. And one of those tools that just came out is How to Read Your Bible. Now, it is the most basic title you ever did hear because I didn't want anyone to miss it. I told my team, I was like, we're going to call this How to Read Your Bible. And the reason why is because I think so many of you don't know how to read your Bible. You've never learned. So this is the simple, pure, easy first step that you can take to understand the story of the Bible, the big picture, different parts of the Bible. And today I'm going to share with you the first session. And there are 6 sessions. And the study is available from Right Now Media and If Gathering. So you can go to either site. If you're a Right Now Media subscriber, go there. It's got the videos. If you're an If Gathering subscriber, you can see it on our website. But you can also download a study guide. So there's videos and a study guide. You guys, and the PDF, it's a PDF that you print, and it's only $10. So there's no excuse. We got that sucker down as low as we could because we didn't want anyone to feel like price was a barrier. So $10, go to shoppe.ifgathering.com. So shoppe.ifgathering.com. I don't know why we got all European when we named this thing. But the shoppe.ifgathering.com is where you can get it. Or you can go to the daily devotional emails and get a lot of that same content at ifequip.com. I just like to print something out and keep it with me. And so I like the PDF. I would start there. And beginning April 12th, these will land in your inbox. But right now, you can go ahead and start the PDF. It's available now. And guys, the most fun part of the study is the videos we got to record with Right Now Media and Bianca Olthoff and Joe Saxton. And so the teaching is dynamite and you're going to love it. But here is session 1. I get to intro the whole thing and I hope it's helpful. I hope this gives you a bigger picture understanding of what the Bible is and why it is that we need it in our lives every day. So just as a reminder, you can go get this right now at shoppe.ifgathering.com. Go there and download it. You can get the PDF. It's called How to Read Your Bible for $10, or you can also go to ifequip.com and you can sign up for the emails. They're free and they land in your inbox beginning April 12th. That's when we launch the study. So do not miss it. Come be a part of it with us. And I hope this is very encouraging to you. So we are embarking on one of the most important studies that If Gathering will ever do. It's one of the most important studies I will ever teach. We are actually going to tackle a nearly impossible task. In 6 weeks, we're going to cover the entire Bible, what it's about, the different books, why it's confusing, and why you open it in a random place and you don't understand what you're reading and studying. We're going to change that in 6 weeks. We're going to go fast, so you need to hang on, because what you're going to hear will change the way you read the Bible. What you're going to hear will give you confidence to open this book and to know what it is you're looking at. And that means that it's going to change everything about your life, because this book changes everything about our lives. What I learned when I was an adult was, wow, this book you're reading, every time you open it, you're opening it to a different part. Sometimes you're opening it to poetry when you're reading the Psalms. Sometimes you're opening it to prophecy when you're in the prophets. Sometimes when you open it, you're in the midst of history in the middle of the Old Testament. And then you turn to the New Testament, same thing. Some of these books are letters that were written to churches. Some of these are historical accounts of Jesus's life. And then Revelation is prophecy. So when you open it and you start reading and you don't have context for what it is you're reading, it's so confusing. See, understanding the context and understanding why the author wrote what they wrote is essential to understanding what it means for us today. But candidly, nobody taught me this until I was an adult. I'd grown up in the church and I'd grown up doing Bible study, and yet I never understood the big story. I never understood why different books read differently and who wrote them. And so it just felt so confusing. And to all of you that are here that are just, you're discouraged and you feel like, I want to understand my Bible, but it feels impossible to me. It's not. There is a way to understand this book. So let's start. The Bible. It's both God's word about himself and it's his word to his people. We can read and interpret and apply this book to our everyday lives because God speaks to us through this book. In fact, scripture tells us that every word is inspired. Every word is from God. 2 Timothy 3 says this, all scripture is God-breathed, meaning even though men wrote it, every passage, every word is God-breathed. He gave these men, he used them as tools. He gave the writers of the Bible words. It's God-breathed. And 2 Timothy 3 continues and it says this, it is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. We need this book. We know God through this book. We know what to do through this book. We know who we are through this book. So let me do a fast flyby of some facts. You ready? 66 books spanning thousands of years written by various authors in different locations. The main sections are the Pentateuch, historical books, wisdom books, the prophets, the Gospels, Acts, the letters, and Revelation. Each section and each book have a purpose in God's story and what he wants you to know about himself and about ourselves, about this world. The basic storyline is this: creation, fall, flood, a covenant people through Israel, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the church, and then the future hope in heaven. Creation. God created and he had a plan. The fall, we screwed it up. We wanted to go our own way, Isaiah tells us, and we did. And that spread to all humanity so that every single person ever to be born was born a sinner, born into a fallen creation, because there's an enemy. This speaks into that and speaks into our lives today. There was judgment and a flood, almost a reset where Noah survives and the animals, but given the chance, humanity screws it up again. But God begins a new story through a people. He begins a new story through Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. A baby is born to Abraham in his old age, and that baby would be the seed that would eventually lead to Jesus being born. Jesus would be born into the people of Israel, and he would be the Messiah. He would be the one, the Son of God, that would be the Lamb that would put on the sins of the earth, and he would die for those sins so that we could live forever with God. Now today, the church is the family of God because of Jesus. And all those that have trusted him, we are the church. And that church is supposed to be about one thing. It's supposed to be about giving this great hope away. That's the story of scripture, Genesis to Revelation. When you hear that story, that is the theme of this book. It is the hope that we have. It is what God did on earth to bring us back to himself. Now, there's a lot of different ways you can read the Bible, but this is the simplest one that I use and that I love. This is called the inductive study method. You ready? Three steps: observe, interpret, apply. Anytime we open our Bibles, we start with prayer. God, teach me something. And then you observe and you ask questions like who, what, when, where, how. You notice the details in the passage without interpreting it and deciding what it means. You just take note of the basic things, the authorship, the audience, the genre. I just keep a journal beside my Bible and I will just write down keywords that I see that are repeated. I'll write down who he wrote it to. I'll write down just a few basic things that I see. It doesn't have to be super complicated. And then you look at those basics and you interpret it. You summarize the theological point that the passage is making. The simple question for observation when you're just writing down the details is, what does it say? What's the basic meaning of what the passage says? The main question for interpretation is, what does it mean? What does it mean in the context of when the author wrote it? And specifically, what does it mean theologically? But then we move to application. And this is the most important part, because if scripture isn't actually changing our lives, scripture says it's like we're a man looking in the mirror and then we walk away and we forget what we've seen. So we've got to let it change us. So consider what it is that it would look like to apply this principle once you have it to your life. And it might look different for each person. And God is good at showing us. Guys, remember this. God wants you to understand scripture. God wants you to know what it is that he's saying. God's desire is for his word to be clear to you. And God's desire is that it would change your life. So you're working with God in this. And we pray and we ask the Spirit to change us and to reveal to us what it is that he wants us to know, how he wants us to change. The more we study this book, the more we understand all the nuance and the tensions of following God. And that changes everything. Because he's not just a God of justice, he's also a God of love. He's not just a God of wrath, he's also a God of grace. God's not just angry and mad at our sin, he died for our sin. See, he loves us, but he also wants us to change. And what I love about scripture is it's designed to cut us open and change us, but that takes time. If you're new to Christianity, give yourself grace. If you are 70 years into walking with Jesus, give yourself grace. The beauty of the scriptures is that it teaches us that we work out our salvation with fear and trembling. We are in process this whole time. There's not some arrival point that all of a sudden we understand all the things about God. Yes, our salvation, if we've trusted Jesus, it's secure forever. But us working that out on earth in our everyday, awkward, cumbersome way, that takes time. Now, what I love about this book and you knowing how to read it and interpret it and apply it is it gives you handles to do that. Because there is nothing more important than understanding who God is and what he wants for us here. I believe this is going to change your life. You will feel like all of a sudden, instead of having to go to other people to give you God, you get to go yourself to the Word of God and understand it. So come on, let's do this. The greatest book that has ever been written. So Dwell is an audio Bible app that Zach and I love using while we're driving around, and we've used it for years. You can change the volume on the voice and the background music and even repeat verses to memorize. It's completely customizable. They even have a new feature where you can search the whole Bible for a verse and listen to it with one click. They have so many unique voices to choose from and lots of different translations. What I love is just pushing play and listening to Felix read scripture to me, because the way he reads it, it's like I'm experiencing it for the very first time. Verses that I've known, even memorized all my life, and I hear things that I've never heard before just because of the way he reads it. So if you're kind of feeling bored or stagnant with your time with Jesus, this is such a powerful way to kind of refresh that. To put in your AirPods and just walk around the neighborhood to have scripture read over you, it is so unique and it is so powerful.
Go to dwellapp.io/madeforthis to get 10% off a yearly subscription or 33% off Dwell for Life.
So this study, I am so excited about, because to give people the tool to be able to sit down and read this book, I know that is so important to all of us. Mm-hmm. And so let's start. We're going to do this observation, interpretation, application. We're going to do this for everybody just so they can kind of see how we do it. Because for a lot of people, this is a brand new tool and they've never done this before. So we're going to take a passage. You ready?
Let's do it.
Hebrews 4, verse 12. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Now, clearly we are supposed to not skip to application, but man, this is so good. Like, it's already moving my heart. But let's go observation first. What do we see? What's clear in this passage?
I think every time I look at this, I see a different word. But I think this, in this moment, when I see this, I see sharp. Mm. I see that I see an expectation and anticipation that the writer wants you to understand that the word engages with our very being. Mm. That's the first thing that jumps out at me when I'm looking at this text. Mm.
Yeah, I think the idea that the comparison of a sword, that this is something that will have activity, that it's going to cause change. I want to stop at interpretation because I think that can be the hardest part for people. Observation, everybody can get a pen and a paper and they can see what's there. But interpretation is really, what does it mean? Mm-hmm. And so what would you guys say to the person that's brand new to Bible study that wants to understand a passage? What does it mean? How we go about that, and what does that process look like?
You know, I want to take like just baby steps. When I began studying the Word of God, I went to a commentary. A commentary is an auxiliary resource, someone who has studied and is looking at the original language and also the context in which this letter is written, that we could then have a greater understanding of how to interpret this text appropriately.
And I love that you mentioned context, because this had a first audience.
Right.
Who had a first set of circumstances, a life, an experience that will speak to our own. And I think it actually deepens, rather than it take away from any application to us, as we get a fuller picture, then there's a fullness of application. Right. I want to encourage us as well, more than one version, more than one translation, because things are drawn
That's
out.
Right.
And that can be a gift to us. Yeah. Not, it doesn't have to be a confusion. It can just enhance our appreciation of what God is trying to get across to us.
Right. Okay, let's go to application, because, you know, this is the part everybody loves and they want to hear, like, how does it change my life? Mm. And certainly this verse has changed all of our lives.
I think that I first lived this in my teens, and I was reading the Bible, and I was really struggling in terms of self-esteem and my body and looking at all these magazines. No one looked like me in it. I just kept on thinking I was too much and never enough. And I was reading Psalm 139, and there was a verse which was, I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. And and that was that moment where I understood this verse. Because those words cut through the lies of the culture, the lies of my past experience, the lies of things which people had said, which were really powerful, and there was a stronger word. Mm. And so then when I came to this about a two-edged sword, I'm like, I see. Mm. I get what this means, because God's word has freed me and has freed my understanding and freed the way I looked in the mirror and freed the way I lived my life, because his word was living and active in my everyday story. Mm. And sometimes it's this incredible, mind-blowing experience. And other times it's just, I just need to know. Mm. I just need to know. I'm staying connected in my relationship with God this way.
That's good. And one of my favorite tips that someone gave me is, what if you approach God's word with the conversation with God first and saying, I feel dry, I feel parched, I feel like this is just words on paper.
So good.
Will you make this come alive to me?
Yeah.
And so even in moments where I do feel tired or I don't feel like God is speaking to me loudly and clearly, that's just my continual prayer. Will you make your word come alive to me? Will you show me how your word is active and alive and sharper than any two-edged sword to pierce bone and marrow so that I could apply it to my life?
And in other news, if you want your kids to understand their Bibles, we have built a series called Theology. And you can go to theology.com. And it's actually the name of the book series, the first series is called The Story of God. And it's a big picture overview from creation to when Jesus comes back into heaven. And I'm telling you, you do not want to miss this. It is so helpful to see the big picture narrative of what God is doing in history. It helps you understand the Bible better. It helps your kids like God and want a relationship with him because he is so good and so dear. It kind of strips all of the noise away and it brings back just the simple story of God loving them and fighting for them in this world. We are almost done with the whole series. They're all going to be shipping soon, but right now the first three books ship with the box, but in a few weeks, all five books will be yours. So we are so excited about this. This is a 15-year dream for me, and I just am so grateful that it finally exists. So go get it. Go get yourself How to Read Your Bible PDF at ifgathering.com and go get Theology at theology.com for your kids. I hope these are helpful tools. It's so fun for me, guys. It's literally how I eat, drink, wake up, go to bed. My husband says I'm like the Queen's Gambit for content. Like, she thinks about chess every minute of every day. I think about content every minute of every day. It's what I do. And the reason why is because I just want you to have the tools you need to know God, to love Him, to follow Him, and to give Him away in this life. And I hope these things are helpful to you.